Only Now. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Only Now. How often do we think of only now? How often do we think of only living in the now? Rex just ran outside to talk to a passing international traveler as they were walking by the property here. Only now. Are we living only in the now? What does it mean to live only in the now? What does it mean to live only in this moment now? Well, to live only in this moment now means that I think about what's going on right now in my life. I think about what's going on right now in my experiences. I think about what's going on right now as I am holding the microphone here and the recorder in my hand. And I'm watching Rex come back in from outside after giving the world his opinion and looking around to see what was going on and telling everything what's going on, just what he's supposed to be doing, because he is the boss. This is his domain, this is his property, this is his requirement that he take care of all these things and keep them all in perfect shape. How do we keep our life in perfect shape? Do we look at things going on around us and do we have our nose into what other people are doing? Do we have our interest in what's going on in the world? Do we have our interest in what's going on in the wars and the disagreements that people are having? Do we have our interest in how people handle themselves and how people conduct themselves? Is that how we look at things? It's kind of interesting. As we look at the world and we say, gee, things could be improved here and things should be improved there. Then we look at ourselves and we say, what's going on in my mind? What's going on in my intelligence and my thinking and my attitude and my way of doing things? What's going on in my world? And as we think about what's going on in my world, we think to ourselves, for goodness sakes, what is going on in my world? What sort of things am I thinking about? What sort of things are going on in my consciousness? What am I doing? And as we start thinking about these things, we begin to have a great and new attitude about what's going on in our world. And what is truly going on in our world? What is truly going on in the world that all about us, the world, the things that we're doing? What is going on in our world? Is what's going on in our world the activities that are concerning us? All right. So we read the newspaper or watch television and we see some strife, some anxiety, some tension, some worry, something going on in the world. And then we say, oh dear, okay, that's just fine. That's just fine. That shows us where we are. Now, if we have a master consciousness, and we all do, if we have 10,000 brain cells born daily in our brain every day, scientists tell us, what are we going to do with these 10,000 fellas that are popping up saying, hey, tell us what to do, tell us what to do, tell us what to do. 10,000 of them. So we say, well, all right, let's put them to work. Okay? You guys, I see there is now peace on earth and it began with me. How about that? I see that all over the world people are living in harmony and peace with one another. How about that? Okay, brain cells, go on and get busy there. Now, I see everything in the world, a joyful, wonderful world. I see the world filled with wonderful, joyful things. I see the ecology of the world just so fantastic. I see the economy of the world just so fantastic. I see everybody on earth living in harmony and peace and wonder. I see everybody on earth enjoying all the things that make their life magic. I see all the world at peace. I see all the world in harmony. I see all the, my 10,000 brain cells, stem cells that are born in my brain every day. Golly Moses, they got a lot of work to do. And I'm going to give them the work. So, every moment of my life, I am thinking about the wholeness, the perfection, the joy, the peace, the harmony of the world. And lo and behold, that's what I experience. When I think about whatsoever things are in our mind, these are things to be beautiful and good, so we're told. These are things that psychologists would say, what are you thinking about? That's what your life is all about. What are you dreaming about? That's what your life is about. What do you want out of life? That's what your life is about. Do you think that you have a have-not attitude in life? Then that's what you got. If you have a have attitude in life, then that's what you have. You see, our 10,000 stem cells born in our brain every day are really the law of cause and effect. And it's working for us to accomplish anything we choose to accomplish. It's working to accomplish any choice we have for ourselves, any dream we have for ourselves, any idea, any wonderful magic that we want in our life. It's there ready to pour it forth in our experience if we wish it. No. Do we wish it? Do we really wish it? Oh my goodness, you say, certainly we wish it. Well, do we? Do we desire it sufficiently to have it be totally in our attention? Do we desire it sufficiently to have it only the only thing we think about? Do we desire peace on earth sufficiently to think of every country in the world, of every land in the world, every peoples in the world, and see them living happily, harmoniously with themselves and their neighbor? Do we look at all the world and see it a joyful, wonderful experience? Do we see the world as an ecologically balanced world? Well, if we see it as an ecologically balanced world, so it'll be. Our stem cells are at work producing whatever it is our thought is about. And the stem cells are infinite in their capacity to do things and to do magic and marvels. It's like the genie of the magic lamp. Yes. When the magic lamp was rubbed, the genie popped out and said, Master. See, it called the person who had the lamp, Master. Master, what do you want me to do? I'm ready to do your bidding. And our 10,000 stem cells in our brain are ready to do our bidding. And what sort of bidding have we been asking them to do? Good question, huh? What sort of bidding have we been asking our brain cells to do? Well, perhaps we ought to rethink that. What is it that we want our brain cells to do? What sort of response do we want from our brain cells in this world? What sort of magic do we want our brain cells to bring forth into our experience? Do we want our brain cells to bring forth in our experience on the unhappiness that might be an appearance? Or do we want them to bring forth the joy and the harmony and the love, the fullness and the goodness of all that is? Wow, yes, that's what I want. That's what I know. That's what I experience. That's what I am. That's what I have. Woo-hoo! Wherever I go, there's peace on earth. Wherever I go, there's joy and harmony and love. Yes, there sure is. And whenever there's anxiety, and I allow that anxiety to be in my awareness, I experience the fallout of that anxiety. I was traveling with someone the other day, and they were having anxiety in their hearts over a number of things. And as we came to the airport, everything was just in perfect order. But then the anxiety was there, and lo and behold, little things happened that caused us to be delayed. But peace prevailed, and all was in divine order. And just a matter of relaxing and letting it go, not being concerned, then all that was unhappy ceased to be. All that was lost was found. All that was out of order was in order. The moment we allow ourselves the teeniest, weeniest little bit of unhappiness, the teeniest, weeniest little bit of feeling that something is out of order, of being ourself, ho, 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 of being ourself out of order, of being ourself worried or concerned in any way, then we really zero in on it, and we bring it into our life in such an abundant manner. We say, wow, I should have been thinking of something good instead of something bad. Something good instead of something I didn't want to experience. That's right. We all have that choice. So, if we live only in the now, if we live only now, if I experience it only now, whatever momentary thing comes to my attention, I make sure it's something I really want, something I really believe in, something I know to be true. And then it is true. This is my privilege, this is my choice, this is my desire, and this is who I am. I live only now, and it's wonderful, and very wonderful. Join with me in living only now and experience just how wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.